Good morning and welcome into Locked On Patriots for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. Mark Schofield back in the big chair. Had a couple days down at Great Wolf Lodge down in Williamsburg, Virginia. And I'll say this, the kids had a fantastic time. Kids loved it. If you've got kids and you haven't done something like that before, it's a great, great place to go for families. Tons of stuff for the kids to do, running around all over the place. But there is one drawback. And I'll just say this at the outset, friends. When you're younger, take care of that back. Just trust me on this one, because I'm doing this show live from the floor of the home office, laying on my back. I kid you not. Back completely out of whack right now. Almost to the point where, you know, I'm gutting this one out. Let's put it that way. And, you know, I flash back to a couple of summers when I worked, which may come as a shock to people. I worked as a tech support analyst for a computer database company, if you can believe that, on the phone all day long, helping people with some computer problems. And I remember I was doing this in my early 20s, you know, 21, 22. I remember an older guy that worked there saw the way I was sort of slouching at the desk saying, look, man, you got to improve that posture because your lower back is going to hate you when you are older. And like most 21, 22-year-old guys, I looked at him and he said, ah, come on, I'll be fine. Should have listened. Let's put it this way. I'm out with a back, as the NFL might say. But we soldier on because the people need their takes and I have to provide them. I'm going to do a couple of things today. We're going to start talking combine. This NFL scouting combine is upon us. Offensive lineman measurements coming in. We're going to talk briefly about some of the measurements as they've come in for some of the guys we've been talking about. We're going to talk about the one drill Patriots fans must keep an eye on for each positional group. Then a little bit later in the show, I'm going to talk about some guys just generally to keep an eye on as the scouting combine unfolds. But, you know, here at the outset, let's talk some measurements because they are starting to come in with the offensive line here on Wednesday morning. And there are some guys that we've talked about here on this show with myself, with others, that Patriots want to keep an eye on. Alex Kappa, Humboldt State, measured in at 6'5", 305 pounds, 32 and 5/8 inch arms. Little small in comparison to some of the other tackles. Look, Orlando Brown, that is a massive human being, 6'7", and 7/8". 345 pounds, 35-inch arms, wingspan was like 82 inches, maybe even more. Just a massive, massive human being. Jaron Christian from Louisville, an offensive tackle, left tackle. Somebody, Mel Kiper, said might have played himself into the first round. Now you can go a couple of ways on that call. He comes in only at 6'5", 298. Does have the frame to add some pounds, though, so that's what he might have to do if he's going to play left tackle, if he's going to be a first-round left tackle in the National Football League. Will Hernandez, one of the guards to keep an eye on this week, 6'2", 327, 32-inch arms. Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle Notre Dame, 6'7", 309 with 34-inch arms. Colton Miller, he's another offensive tackle that people have mocked to the Patriots. He comes in at 6'8", 309, 34-inch arms. Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame, perhaps the best player overall in this draft, the guard from Notre Dame, 6'5", 305 with 33¾-inch arms. Scanning through the rest of the list now, Frank Ragnow. He's a player we haven't talked about much on this show, but perhaps one of the top centers in this draft. I'm not sure the Patriots would go center. If they do, Ragnow's the kind of guy to keep in mind. He comes in at 6'5", 312, 33⅛-inch on the arms. Some more measurements that I'm looking for. Isaiah Wynn. Haven't seen that posted yet. That should be coming at some point. If you want to follow along with this, I'd highly recommend at the Joe Marino. Joe Marino from NDT Scouting as well as FanRag Sports. He will be updating combine results live. You can go to his Twitter page at TheJoeMarino. He's got a link to a fan, an NDT scouting document where he's got a Google spreadsheet populating the results live. So you'll definitely want to check that out. Another thing you're going to want to check out, and this is something I'm going to start talking about here, InsideThePylon.com, our glossary. You're going to be hearing about drills, the gauntlet, obviously the 40-yard dash, the shuttle, and the one we're going to talk about here, the three cone. If you want a little refresher on what those are, head to our glossary page. We've got them all broken down for you. And the three cone is the one drill that, if you're a Pats fan, you probably already know this. This is one that the Patriots put a lot of stock into, for reasons we're going to talk about. But first, let's talk about what the three cone is. It's a test used to check speed, quickness, agility, and the ability to change direction. And it asks athletes to run through a series of cones set at a right angle. The player begins in a sprinter stance and races forward 5 yards to touch the ground near the middle cone. Then reverses direction back to the starting point to touch the ground there. Then the player reverses direction and races back to the middle cone. He takes a 90-degree turn to the right to reach the final cone, the third of the three cones. Then he runs around the cone to form a figure eight path before racing back around the middle cone and returning to the starting point. Now, it sounds tricky, but basically what it is you start by one cone in a sprinter's stance, race forward 5 yards, touch the ground near that second cone, come back. Then go back from the first cone to the second, loop around to your right where you're running a little circle around that third cone. Then you come back 5 yards to the middle cone and then make that left turn back towards the starting point. And just by the way I've described it, you can tell that it measures short area burst and quickness and the ability to change direction. It also tests your ability to explode from sort of a starting point, maintaining speed while changing direction. And the reason why the Patriots place an emphasis on this particular, you know, two, maybe three position groups is the ability to burst in short areas, the ability to be quick in short areas, the ability to quickly change direction matters for what the Patriots do offensively. You think about all the quick little pivot routes, option routes, choice routes, slants, all those quick little routes that the Patriots love to run with Edelman, with Amendola. You can test that all here. You know, people sometimes get so wrapped up in the 40-yard dash and lawn speed, but football is sometimes won in a series of quick 5-7-yard plays, particularly when you look at the New England Patriots and what they do on offense. And don't take it from me. Take it from the man himself, Bill Belichick, when asked about the three cone, said, and I quote, "Well, I mean, I think it gives you some evaluation of his combination of his lateral movement and his vertical movement. We could see the vertical movement in the 10s, the 40s, 10, 20, 40. I mean, that's all one drill. The shuttle drill for the skill players, which is a 60-yard test, but it's all vertical. The change of direction drill is really a lateral drill. The L-cone, or the three-cone drill, combines a vertical and a lateral element with it. That's more indicative of what happens on a down-to-down basis in the National Football League than running 40 yards on a straight line. How often do you see players run 40 yards on a straight line, particularly in the New England Patriots offense? Maybe on the Hail Mary at the end of Super Bowl 52? But other than that, you need the ability to quickly change direction because you need to put defenders in a bind. You need to get them out of position. You need to get them to open their hips the wrong way. If your change of direction is slow, is labored, it's going to be that much easier to cover you. But if you can change direction on a dime, if you can stop and go on a dime, you're going to be tougher to cover. And now we can flip that to the other position group where it matters, defensive backs. If you can also change direction on a dime as a defensive back, maybe the initial move, the initial cut by a receiver might get you, but you can recover quickly. You can close that gap. You can drive on the throw then if it comes right after that movement. And that's why, historically speaking, one of the things to watch into the draft is how guys do at the three cone drill. Because that's a good indicative, you know, that's a good measuring stick for whether the Patriots might value them highly. You know, over the years, the Patriots have taken several players that have excelled in the three cone drill. And, you know, generally speaking, anything under 7 seconds is good. Anything under 6.8 is great. I mean, Chad Jackson, 6.73. He was fourth at the 2016 combine. Patriots used him in a second round pick. Austin Colley, 6.78, tied for sixth in 2009. They added him as a free agent. Tyquan Underwood, 6.62. He was the best added at the 2009 combine. They added him as a free agent. Josh Boyce, 6.68, third in the 2013 combine. He was a fourth round pick. And some pro day guys, guys that weren't invited to the combine, Julian Edelman, 6.62. Now remember, pro day numbers sometimes tend to be overinflated. But that was in 2009 when Tyquan Underwood at 6.62 was best at it on the combine. So that pro day number from Edelman would have been best at the combine. Danny Amendola, 6.81 in 2008. So the Patriots have placed an emphasis on this drill at the wide receiver position, and it's also been there for defensive backs. Jordan Richards, 6.74, second in 2015, second round pick. Nate Ebner, a 6.59 at his pro day, which is an unbelievable number. Again, pro day number is a little inflated, but there's a reason Patriots took a shine into Ebner. Devin McCourty, 6.7, tied for second at the 2010 combine, a first round pick. Even in running backs, they look for this number. Brandon Bolden, 6.96, under that 7 second mark. Deion Lewis, 6.9, under that 7 second mark. Even LeGarrette Blount points to the 6.85, a little bit quicker than Deion Lewis. Now, again, he's not with the Patriots, but he was for a time. So as we get into the combine, as the results start being posted, you're going to want to watch the three cone. Because that's a drill that the Patriots will be watching. It's a drill they've placed some emphasis on. So you're going to want to keep your eyes glued to those results. Up next, I'm going to talk about a couple of players that I want to keep an eye on during the combine at a couple of different position groups. Some players we've talked about, some players we haven't. That's ahead with me, Mark Schofield, in Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you on this Wednesday episode of Locked On Patriots. And now that the combine has begun, measurements are coming in. Just want to list off some of the players that I'm going to be watching here at this combine at positions of need for the New England Patriots. And I guess we can start with the quarterbacks. And we've covered these guys a ton. We know about the big five: Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. But barring somebody falling to a point where the Patriots would be comfortable to move up to get them, or somebody just falling in their lap, I'd be hard-pressed to see the Patriots having one of these guys on their roster once the draft is over, or at least owning the rights to one of these guys once the draft is over. So I think we're kind of looking in that second tier, that next group of guys, to potentially find the heir apparent to Tom Brady. And guys that we've talked about, Mason Rudolph, Kyle Lauletta, Mike White, Logan Woodside, that seems to be the next sort of sweet spot. And the one name I'll talk about briefly is Woodside, who hasn't gotten the attention yet, but I think he's going to start turning some heads as we get into and out of the combine. Very experienced player at Toledo, somewhat limited schematically, doesn't have a ton of high-end velocity. He's not going to be well-suited for a downfield vertical passing game. Very technically sound quarterback, like his footwork in the pocket, moving around in the pocket. And I think that if the Patriots are going to look later in the draft, say late day two, early day three, Woodside's a guy to keep in mind. played at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, didn't get a Senior Bowl invite, didn't even get a Shrine Game invite, has really sort of stayed under the radar, but drawn more and more attention. You know, I did a video on him for the Inside the Pylon YouTube page. Chris Tarpasso, who's over at CBS, immediately comes out and says, this is my QB7. So he's getting some of the attention now as we get into the combine. He's getting some more people talking about him as we get into the combine. So keep an eye on him. We've talked a little bit about running backs. Obviously, the Patriots have some questions. What to do as they move on, potentially, from Deion Lewis. And we've talked about some Kalen Ballage, Rashad Penny, Nyheim Hines, who I really like. But I'm going to throw a new name into the mix, somebody that nobody's talking about, but somebody that has everybody over at Inside the Pylon really excited as we get ready for our draft guide, somebody that's going to grade pretty highly for us. And that's Jeff Wilson out of North Texas. He was a two-star prospect, wound up playing for the Mean Green. But he's put up pretty good numbers for them. He's a factor in the passing game. And when we've studied him for Inside the Pylon, we like the way that he shows burst. We like his top-end speed. We like the way he contributes in the passing game. He's got size limitations right now. He's listed at 6 feet, 194. He will need to add size and strength. But he's somebody that on that day three range, I mean, look, NFL.com right now has him graded as a priority free agent. They don't even consider him draftable. But I think if the Patriots sort of wait on skill position players, they wait on offensive skill position players, if they trust that he can add some weight, if he does well in the three cone, Wilson might be a guy that the Patriots could get in on at some point in this draft. Wide receivers, again, that might depend on what they do in free agency, how they address some guys, but players to watch there, Braxton Berrios from Miami, I think he's a nice little slot receiver they could add. Deshaun Hamilton, we talked about him with Joe Ferriola. Richie James as well from Middle Tennessee State, some potential slot guys in the mix as well. And somebody that people like, some people even have as their top wide receiver in this class, Dante Pettis, 6'1", 192, more of an outside boundary type guy, very explosive, good route runner, known for his work ethic. He's a day two guy right now. Watch him as we get through this draft. Offensive linemen, we've talked about guys that we like, Will Hernandez there, Isaiah Wynn. Some guys to keep in mind at the offensive line spots. Curious to see how they handle this week, what they look like. Alex Kappa as well. We talked about him with Luke Inman. Connor Williams is an interesting name. He's probably going to go early in the draft, but if he starts to slide a bit, if people aren't pleased with his measurements, that might be a name to watch. Colton Miller, I know some people have already mocked him to the Patriots. Names to keep in mind there. Let's go tight ends. We've broken these guys down already. Mike Gesicki, Dallas Goedert, Hayden Hurst, Troy Fumagalli from Wisconsin, if he slides. Defensive side of the ball. Patriots need linebacker help. They need edge help. Let's start with the edge guys. Arden Key. We talked about him with John Ledyard. There might be some off-the-field concerns there. Maybe somebody that the Patriots would shy away from. Other guys, though, Harold Landry from Boston College. We haven't talked about him much. Had great tape in the 2016 season. Maybe took a step back, a little bit of a step back this year, but still a player to watch. Kamekou Touré from Rutgers. Those are some names to watch sort of in this edge class. linebackers. Guy like Jason Kabinda, he might be more of a two-down thumper type. Maybe he's not the best fit for how athletic the Patriots want to get. If you do want to get athletic, I think T-Gray Scales from Indiana makes some sense. Leighton Vander Esch, he could make some sense. The linebacker everybody likes is Roquan Smith from Georgia. Patriots won't be able to get him because he'll be taken too early in this draft. Malik Jefferson from Texas. Sky Moore, who's had some injury history, South Carolina. Shaquem Griffin, a fantastic story out of Central Florida. Obviously, he has just the one hand, but watching him at the Senior Bowl, you could tell that there's an NFL future for him. Another guy to watch, Fred Warner from BYU. BYU used him in a strange way. They had him sometimes almost in the slot as an off-ball type guy. But he could be somebody that the Patriots would take a look at. Those are some names at the linebacker spot. We've talked corners about Luke Inman. Some names there to keep an eye on include Carlton Davis from Auburn, Mike Hughes from Central Florida. A guy everybody likes is Josh Jackson from Iowa. Obviously had that one-handed interception. Got a lot of people watching him. He's probably going to go a little bit early in this draft, but if he falls, perhaps the Patriots go to get him. Quentin Meeks from Stanford is a name to watch. Isaiah Oliver from Colorado. People have been walking him to the Patriots already. A guy I like sort of in the later rounds is Levi Wallace. He's an undersized guy, probably limited to perhaps playing in the slot, but there'll be some schematic familiarity there as well. And when we get to the safeties, obviously the Patriots are set right now at safety, but they could be looking a couple of years down the road. Some interesting names in this safety class. My favorite out of the group, at least the group that's going to be in Indianapolis, is Kazir White from West Virginia. He can come down playing the box. You can put him in the free safety spot as well. Got some schematic versatility, so he's a name to watch as the scouting combine unfolds. And as the combine unfolds, I'll be back here breaking it all down. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep it locked right here with me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.